A mosque was set on fire in Peterborough, Ontario. A Muslim student at the University of Toronto claims he was spat on and insulted. A Muslim woman was attacked and robbed outside a Toronto elementary school, allegedly by two white men who pulled on her hijab and punched her, then called her a terrorist. And two Muslim women were accosted and verbally assaulted on a Toronto subway. At least one premier, Brad Wall of Saskatchewan, wants the Prime Minister to reconsider his plan.
We should be circumspect about the security issues. We should give ourselves enough time to reevaluate, and that's what we're asking the Prime Minister to do.
Ontario is taking the greatest share of the refugees, about 10,000, and Premier Kathleen Wynne says her government will stay the course.
We believe that it is very important in the face of this humanitarian crisis to be resolute and to open our doors. We think it's who we are as Canadians, it's who we are as Ontarians.
On the weekend, Canadian officials also sought to reassure their counterparts south of the border. The Minister of Public Safety, Ralph Goodale, had a telephone conversation with Homeland Secretary Jay Johnson and told him the tight timelines won't affect Canada's ability to appropriately select and screen the refugees. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto. In Toronto, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.